Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is a returning guest. His name is Brett Broski. Brett is a filmmaker. He's a television star. He has his own channel on Roku. He was last with us back in September, on September 8th, as a matter of fact, in 2020, when he was doing something called Broski on Politics. Brent, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you here again.
Michael, it's always a pleasure to see you.
You know, you continue to reinvent yourself, man. It's hard to keep up.
You know, and it's interesting you should say that. I have many varied interests, and I like to lead as full a life as possible. But yeah, this year has been very exciting. The channel on Roku is doing very well.
Flamingo TV.
The Flamingo Network on Roku. So it was started because I wanted to have a place to create, to sell shows, to sell movies. You know, doing it one-off, as you know, I've had television shows on many different stations.
Right.
ABC, NBC. I have an Emmy Award at the house here. But really just something where you could create an entire palette for different types of series. So we've got everything. We did an original film this year, Diana in Love, starring Shanti Fiennes. Her uncle is Oscar-nominated actor Ray Fiennes, probably my favorite living actor.
Isn't he something?
He's fantastic. Shanti is amazing. She was on the ballot for the Golden Globes between Sigourney Weaver and Sandra Oh. We did not get nominated, but we got several votes there in the Golden Globes this year. But we also have series like HGTV-style shows, construction shows, home improvement shows. Had a great meeting yesterday about a new dance series, new art series. Yeah, so anything.
So this is wide and varied.
Mm-hmm. It's all aspirational. It lends itself to a luxury mindset, an aspirational mindset. But yeah, it's about doing good for good people. And at the end of the day, the Flamingo Network for me is about sitting by the pool, having a nice time with friends. That's where I go in my mental space when working on those shows. So it's a good place to be.
Brent, how do we get this? How do people out there who might be interested in Diana in Love and some of the other, you also have a racing thing out there, don't you? And it's just such a wide and varied lifestyle opportunities. How do people get this?
The easiest way is to have a Roku device. I've been a fan of Roku for about 12 years. And so if you have a Roku TV or a Roku device, you plug in the back of your set. You just search Flamingo Network, and it'll pop right up there. And then all our programming is free. You don't need to subscribe. You don't need to do anything other than click the button to watch. And that's one of the reasons that our sponsors and our branded partners like the channel so much, because people can find it. We then, you know, I believe that programming now is platform agnostic. Once people find it, they don't care where they're watching it. So a lot of our shows, we then do repost to our customer sites, to other brand sites, to YouTube, to LinkedIn. You know, you mentioned Art on Wheels. It's our luxury exotic car show. We have Ferraris, Aston Martins. We filmed at Pebble Beach, Fairway of the Concorde Elegance there. We filmed at Monterey Car Week. And one of those clients actually put it on his LinkedIn. He goes, Brent, I sell Ferraris on LinkedIn.
Why not?
I've closed the deal for this building on LinkedIn. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So people, you know, the people who pay to be on the network, they post it wherever they're like, and that's great. So the anchor network is Flamingo Network on Roku.
So that's really smart of these people who are being sponsors. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we do with the Business News Hour and the headlines. Whenever we do an interview like this, we always send it to the people that we're interviewing with a cheat sheet. This is what you should do with this. And we can always tell the people that do that and actually repost it to those that go, okay, fine. Because the numbers just explode.
In today's world, you have to promote the promotion.
Right.
And we're all working in this together, so absolutely. And thank you for having me on this program. Dear listener, you realize that you have got a world treasure here in Mr. Michael Libby. So thank you, as always, for having me on your show.
You're too kind. Flamingo Network is what Brett Broski has been working on. As a matter of fact, you were a little late getting here because...
Sorry, that's not like me, but I was.
It's all right. It's all right. But you were working on a project. What were you doing?
So I'm also, you know, a video producer. I was at NBC for 10 years. So I do get varied phone calls. This actually came from the political world. As you know, I ran John Delaney's Iowa campaign when he ran for president.
Yes.
And
what a great guy.
Yes. And I miss
stand-up guy.
I miss John. His wife's running for his former seat in Congress right now. It looks like she'll win.
Good.
John and I still text. I got to be quite fond of him at the end of the campaign. He said, "You like this presidential, the campaign RV?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Here's the title." He gave me the RV at the end of the campaign.
Get out of here.
He did. We became pretty close on that, and I like John very much. Through one of the communications folks on that, Candy Stroud, who is a living legend in Washington, D.C. politics, has worked on, I think, over 20 presidential campaigns, just knows everybody in the world. I got a call about doing a project, and I'll leave it vague, but it's for a European country who's, got some things going on right now. So I get calls like that, and those videos I've been doing for them are very successful. The last one on day 3, it was at 750,000 views.
Wow.
So, I am grateful that it's actually interesting. Through the Flamingo Network on Roku, it's created other spider webs into other opportunities. But, you know, that network is a very flexible entity. You know, if people have an idea for a show, I'd love to talk to them about it and see if we can get it posted. But, again, it's really just about, you know, we're all contemporaries on this planet trying to have a laugh and a good day. So that's the goal.
Well, part of this, though, is business. I mean, you and I both know that if we ain't working, nobody's writing a check unless we produce something of value.
In the truck driving world, they say if you ain't turning, you ain't earning.
That's right.
So yeah, that's why you have to stay flexible. I'm a video producer first. I have other interests as well as that, but I love telling stories about other people as you do. And putting people in a positive light, Flamingo Network, that is what it's really focused on, is taking businesses and showing them in a positive light and adding narrative content so the viewer is entertained and educated as well. But yeah, you've got to keep moving forward. You've got to stay flexible. You've got to be ready to pivot. And as you say, we have to pay our mortgages. We have to feed our families. And that is why it's, you just got to stay flexible, as in most businesses nowadays.
Right. One of the things that we had you on the air back in 2020 was Roski on Politics. Mm-hmm. That's another side of Brent Roski that I'd like to visit about. We have an election year right now, 2024, and conventions are starting. What's going on with Roski on Politics?
Roski on Politics is actually my favorite project. I was in Los Angeles for 17 years, 10 of which was at NBC Universal. I made a movie called Chasing the Hill with the guy who played Toby on The West Wing, and Robin Weigert starred in Chasing the Hill. She played Calamity Jane on Deadwood. I made that as an R&D process because I was considering a run for office. I did, in fact, run for Congress out in California. And once I completed that run, I moved back here to Iowa to work in politics here and to have a television show. And there was a movie project we did called Courting Des Moines about the caucuses. Roski on Politics came out of that. And it was Ted Stevens was the GM over at the CW station here. Great guy. And I was talking to him about a half hour. He was having me on their morning show once a week talking politics, and then was kind enough to give me a half hour that went then to ABC and then to NBC out in Maryland. Chuck Todd did my promos there. George Stephanopoulos did my promos here. And it was a conversation about meeting the person first, and certainly we talked about politics, but I think that that type of journalism is important too, where you're meeting the person and not just where they stand on the issues. So the show's been nominated for 2 Emmy Awards. It was nominated for 2. We did not win. And it was on 4 times every Sunday here in Iowa for about a year and a half during the 2016 election. And then in the last few years, I've been doing a couple specials. We did a big thing with Republican politics here a few months ago. Former governor from Kansas, Sam Brownback, was in that episode, amongst others. But the conventions are coming up, and I just got a nice email from the House office on film and TV and media. They just gave me credentials to both conventions, Milwaukee and Chicago. So I'll be there filming Roski on Politics. And I told them, politics that have a moderate viewpoint, that want the candidate to not necessarily go after the other candidate, but to talk about what they would do, to talk in a positive stance about using government as a tool to help people, I feel keeps getting lost in the conversation. So I'm happy that I'll be filming two specials at each convention. But yeah, that's a very special project to me, because when I moved from traditional entertainment into politics, it was because I wanted to use the skills I had to try to do things that would help people on a bigger scale. And Roskam Politics is one of the avenues to do that.
One of the things I think that's interesting is you are not only a host of a program, Roskam Politics, but then you direct and produce all of these feature films. Which do you like best?
You know, they complement each other. They inform each other. And I do like writing and directing. I actually love editing.
Really?
That is the thing that I get that from my dad. We like to sit in front of a computer in the middle of the night and focus on things. So I love the energy of being on set surrounded by artists and committed people, and we're all there with a sole mission. But the edit is something I really enjoy as well, about really figuring out, you know, maybe performance was at 95%, and let's really figure out with the editing how to sweeten it, how to make it perfect. Let's work on some edits that bring even more profundity to the writing. So I actually think my most pure art comes out in the editing, but I love the whole process, top to bottom. You know, Charlie Chaplin back in the day, they didn't categorize themselves. They, you know, he didn't say, I'm just this, I'm just this, I'm just this. And that's how I've always looked at it. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, they call themselves filmmakers. I'm a storyteller, and I'm grateful to say that people pay me to tell their stories, and I'm grateful for that.
One of the things that you just said about Roskam Politics is getting to know the candidate as a human being. That is so lost in the discourse that we have among people who are immediately taking sides and not taking a look at the character of the politician.
That is why I really responded to John Delaney's message. The title of his book is called The Right Way. He would say, I'm not looking for the Republican answer. I'm not looking for the Democrat answer. I'm looking for the right answer. The book's called The Right Answer. And that was his approach to politics. It's his approach to business. You know, John is the 11th richest member to ever serve in United States Congress. He's very successful in the rest of his life. He earned, and then he gave back, and he's learning. But that is his motto in life. You know, he wants to find the best solution, and so that's what Roskam Politics is about. You know, and sadly, media rewards people for bad behavior now, because the clicks are there. Oh, so-and-so threw a coffee cup at so-and-so. That's going to get more clicks than a 10-minute in-depth conversation about potholes. But in fact, the conversation about potholes is much more valuable. People think politics is supposed to be theater now. People think that politics is supposed to be big personalities. It's not. It's supposed to be as boring as a city council meeting where you're talking about the height of the fence at the house down the street. And people forget that. It's, you know, politics and government exist to put people in a room to figure out where best to spend the community chest, the community treasure on how to improve our lives. People miss that simple goal in politics, not about getting your face in the paper. So that's what Roskam Politics tries to do.
You know, one of the things you touched on city council, I happen to sit on a city council, and no truer words were said. I mean, we deal with all kinds of things, local things, reconstruction of streets, potholes, fences, the facade, bringing new industry or things to our community. This is the nuts and bolts of living. And as Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local. And I can attest to the fact that while we may have different opinions, the goal should always be in service of the constituency.
I was just going to say the Tip O'Neill quote. You and I are sharing a brain right now. I talked to Newt Gingrich was on my television show, and I said, how did you and Bill Clinton balance the budget? He goes, well, our first job was to get in front of the cameras and beat each other up.
Right.
So our constituents saw that we're fighting the fight that they wanted us to fight, but then we'd meet in his office, we'd meet in my office, and say, can we get this done? I think we can. Similar to Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan back in the day. They'd fight during the day, they'd get together in Reagan's office, they'd pour an Irish whiskey, and they'd say, okay, what can we get done? What can't we get done? And that's, you know, conversations, people talking, and now, sadly, in United House of Representatives, the House of Representatives, they're not talking. They're not taking those after-hours meetings. John Delaney and his wife bought a house, I think it was 2 miles from the Capitol, to have dinners, cross-party dinners, And that's how he got to become very close with Republicans, et cetera. And no one would talk about it. They understood that this is something we're doing privately. But now that he's not in office anymore, I'm happy to share that, you know, he took it upon himself at great expense, great personal expense, to create these forums where people could just sit, get to know each other, and then talk about ideas and see where the common ground was.
That even comes to state politics. Here in the state of Iowa, we are, there are vast differences, and the laws and bills that are being passed out of the Golden Dome attempt to wreak some havoc on a whole bunch of things. I mean, right now they're talking about protecting pesticide manufacturers like the maker of Roundup from any legal action, which is strange given the fact that you should be looking out for your constituency. One of the things I remember very well, back in the 80s, and I'm an old man, so I can say that, my mentor was Senator Joe Coleman. He was the dean of the Iowa Senate. He ran the Transportation Committee. Okay. And what happened was I would take 2 weeks off and come down for Funnel Week. That's how crazy I was about this. And because I was Joe's boy, and everybody knew it, and he was the dean of the Senate, I had full run of the legislature. I could go in either place, you know, sit in caucus meetings, no problem. And what happened after the gavel fell each day, we would all go out, Democrats, Republicans, and have drinks, play cards, smoke cigars, and got stuff done. That's where the real rubber hit the road. And Joe Coleman's responsible. For those of you who are living in rural Iowa and you have blacktop out in front of your farm, Joe did that. Oh. And there was a real battle between rural legislators and urban legislators. Mm-hmm. Urban folks said, what do you need that for? And it was all about transportation and safety, mm-hmm. a whole host of other items. And he was able to swing those votes in favor of rural Iowa.
And boy, you know right there that when you are in a quiet space where there's not journalists, etc., you can say, hey, do you have any give on this issue that I could take over here? That's politics. You know, there's only so much money in the pot. Everybody's got their hand out, and that's fine. That's part of it, too. And you've got to figure out where are the pressing needs, where are the needs that we can look out 10 years from now. It's always about growth. It's always about creating a better world for our kids. That's what we're here for. And, yeah, those moments, it's not just silly fun. It's where the work gets done, and people forget that. You know, I have positive things to say about our governor right now. I have negative things to say about our governor as most elected politicians. That's our job. I think a educated constituency is incredibly valuable to our republic. One thing I will criticize our governor about, you know, is she campaigned against sitting members of her own party that weren't voting the way she liked to. Mm-hmm. And yeah, primarying against them. And that to me, that's not politics. This is, you know, it's a representative democracy, you know, and if the folks in Kossuth County have sent this person to the Gold Dome, well, that person has then a voice, and it's not up to the governor to then go primary against that person. That's a criticism I have of our governor right now. I think she's done fine things too. I know I disagree with a lot of Democrats in saying that I think that the way she handled COVID, I don't think there was a right or wrong way to handle COVID now that we look back at it, but I think that she gets to take some success looking back at getting the economy back to where it was. But yeah, I think primarying people in your own party because they're not voting the way they want that you want them to back in the Golden Dome, I think that's a questionable behavior.
Sounds like revenge politics from time to time.
Yeah.
Brent Roeske is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is a returning guest. He was last with us back in 2020. Can you believe all 4 years ago, for crying out loud? I want to come back to Flamingo Network again because I think this is where your heart and soul is right now. And again, so we met up a couple of weeks ago, and you were telling me about all this, and I went out and bought a Roku stick, you know, threw it in the TV, and it is so easy to manipulate. I mean, I had no idea of all the treasures that were there. I mean, it's amazing.
That's why I was a Roku user for the last 15 years, and that's why I love the platform. There's other platforms that do similar, but Roku has done a great job integrating into existing TV sets, too. You guys TV, just buy one with the Roku logo, because it's so easy to navigate. And that's why when I thought about creating an umbrella network for things I wanted to create, I kept coming back to Roku. And then the programming of a Roku channel can be very expensive, anywhere between $20,000 and $50,000. So I taught myself, learned how to do it. On Roku, you'll see developer : Brent Roski. And so the laptop and my backpack right next to me here runs the network. If we were filming this right now, I could upload it as an episode of the show. It'd be available worldwide in a matter of seconds. And we have the same back-end servers as Amazon. So people say, oh, your stuff plays just as quick as they do. I'm like, well, it's literally the same servers. I lease space from the Amazon servers. So Amazon Prime plays exactly the same speed as my station does. So the wait lag, you'll notice some stations take a while when you're watching streaming television, but ours doesn't. And it really provided for me an incredibly flexible way to, you know, get these shows out there and work on a bunch of different things. You know, I'm interested in a lot of different areas. We have a great show called Spruce It Up. We film it here in Iowa. Nick Darland literally saved his employee's life in December. It's in episode 3. He got an award on the floor of the legislature for it. He's an Iowa National Guardsman. It's an amazing story. But the show's about fixing up historic houses. The owner of his house right now, one of the houses he's working on is Jenny B. She's amazing, former professor at Grinnell College. And in episode 1, you find out that she's recently been diagnosed with ALS, so they're rushing to get her house finished so she can spend her last days in it. So you get more than just a fix-it-up show. You get human interaction and human emotion, and I love that show, Spruce It Up, and I've become a big fan of Nick and his team. The company's called Home Revisions. If you need work, give them a call. And that, just yesterday, I had a great meeting about a different style of show in the construction industry. Showed them clips of Spruce It Up. They're on board. We closed that deal yesterday. I am looking at doing a show about dance. I've always felt that dance is one of the more pure art forms, about having a show that isn't about stage moms being controlling and everything, but it's about using dance to teach our young people about teamwork, about physical health, and about expressing. You know, there's something you can express in dance that you can't express through talking. Had a great meeting about that just yesterday. So the Art on Wheels, I do like high-end cars. The Jaguar from the Diana movie is parked in my driveway in Grimes. Yeah. The color is British Racing Green. That's the actual color. Nice. It's parked in my driveway. But I love high-end cars too, so Art on Wheels will be filming more of that. Last year we were at Monterey and Pebble Beach, so probably going back this year as well.
Where do you get your leads? I mean, you just told us about a fascinating story about a guy that restores old houses. Where do these ideas come from? Do people say, hey, Brad, I got this idea?
Yes, and word of mouth. People have seen the network. I was at a dinner meeting last night, and she goes, oh, by the way, my mom loves the show Spruce It Up. I said, really? And she goes, yeah, she's a huge fan. She loves HGTV shows. And it came up as her a recommended view on YouTube because, again, we post a lot of the stuff there as well. And she loves it. She's watched we have 3 episodes posted now. She's watched all 3 of them. Looking forward to the 4th. We're filming the 4th right now. But, yeah, it's, you know, how do people hear about it? Just like this. They hear about it through the people that are on there. And, you know, again, promote the promotion. All the people who are on the show, whether they, you know, some people sponsor a show, other people are invited to be a part of the show. I also license short films. I just licensed a feature documentary by 2-time Oscar winner Haskell Wexler about the entertainment industry. I've got a short film that was in the Santa Barbara Film Festival. I've got a short film from the Sundance Film Festival. So those are licensed deals. But how do people hear about it is because the people then involved that do have content on the thing, then they share, and all of a sudden thousands of people have heard about it.
Brent Roski has been our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a fast 24 minutes of conversation. And you are an amazing person. Final question, as Columbo would say, as he was walking out the door, when I also then dictate my age when I can remember.
Love
Columbo.
That show.
It was a great show. When do you sleep?
Rarely. This morning my WhatsApp pinged at 4:15 from London saying, please call ASAP. And it was revisions on one of the government jobs I'm doing right now. And it was, you know, I sleep when I can, which is a little strange for people in my life. They're like, you're sleeping from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, yeah, because I'll be working tonight from 1 to 5.
Right.
You know, so it depends.
It is an international opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Brent Roski has been our guest. We've been talking about Flamingo Network. Also, a little bit about John Delaney. And by the way, It was because of you, Brent, that I got to interview John at least four times while he was campaigning, and I found him to be a really insightful and good person. So.
And if people want to learn more about the Flamingo Network, theflamingo.tv is the website, theflamingo.tv.
Got it. Thank you, Brent, for so much time. I appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure.
That is my friend Brent Roeske, a great deep dive into all the things that Brent has done over the years, including his new Roku channel that you've got to check out. And yes, we will have links to all of this up on the radio blog. Thanks so much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Brent Roeske, have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.